The sewage system is crumbling in Carbonado, Washington, near Mount Rainier. As of now, a plan to replace it is on hold, along with many other projects around the state. That's the situation if Washington lawmakers fail to pass a capital construction budget before they adjourn Thursday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Carbonado is an old mining town of about 700 people, and it has clay sewer lines that are a century old. Daylene Argo is the town's clerk treasurer. She says they recently scoped the system and found collapse and decay,
which means we are leaking gray water everywhere our sewer lines go.
Where those sewer lines go is through the yards and under the homes of Carbonado residents. The system is so degraded they have to flush it every other week. And there's another problem. The town's water lines run too close to the sewer lines, so they too have to be replaced. Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato represents the town of Carbonado.
When you have a water and a sewer problem, it's a gigantic problem.
After years of planning, the replacement project is shovel-ready, but now the town is facing an indefinite delay of game. That's because a significant chunk of the funding is wrapped up in the state's capital construction budget. Republicans have refused to put that budget up for a final vote until there's an agreement on how to deal with a court ruling that restricts drilling for wells. Senator Fortunato says that issue is so important, it's worth delaying passage of the capital budget, even if that means a delay for Carbonado's sewage project.
Waited this long, we could wait a little longer.
Town Clerk Daylene Argo agrees the well issue is also important. At the same time, she says,
we're leaking sewer water all over town, and it's irresponsible to not correct that. It's a health hazard.
But Carbonado may have to wait until next year when lawmakers reconvene at the Capitol. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.